have a feeling these guys get along with each other very well. Or, it seems like, or it's all
they're acting
for
very
show,
well.
It's a facade.
And underneath it all, like the van is a really rough place to be.
Well, welcome to the vans. Studio, my epic.
For the first time ever, so welcome, guys. How are you?
Thank you. We are well.
Okay.
We are well met, sir.
All right. So let's just get into band backstory because we don't know you guys at all. So these are the real generic things.
Okay.
Then we'll find something to pick on.
Okay. So we're a band. We make music.
Okay. Good. Way to the beginning.
Where are you guys
we're
from?
Going way back.
We're mostly from Virginia.
Okay.
But we lived in North Carolina for a long time.
Okay.
And then another guy who's in the band, but not with us today. Not with us. It makes sense. He didn't pass on. He's totally fine. But he couldn't do this tour. So our good friend Nate, who's already a friend, is filling in. But Tanner's from Portland, Oregon. So okay. We're kind of from
everywhere.
All over. Yeah.
All right. So how was, why is he in Portland? Did you guys just can't?
We were a 3-piece and then he started filling in because we were buddies on the same label, FaceTime Records.
Uh-huh.
And then he just became a good fit and that's just what happened. So we'd have to fly him across the country every time we did something, but... Good people are hard to find, man.
That's
honestly,
true.
Obadiah.
That's true.
Listen, you and I, we could spend days talking about that. Days.
That's a whole other show and a whole other day.
Yeah. Phone book size novels
about
that very subject. So,
yeah, for sure.
Except they'd be all true.
Yeah.
So, Nate, like, Epic Beard, how's touring with these guys? And be honest, because you don't have to go out with them again.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to get paid, you better do this right.
Oh. It's been really great. I mean, we've only had the first 3 shows have been awesome.
Uh-huh.
I've enjoyed it a lot. You can always tell sort of right away if there's going to be like a chemistry,
tension.
Yeah, if it's going to be a good fit or if you're going to be like, wow, this is going to be a weird 3 weeks.
So far, so good.
And how has it felt? Because you actually haven't said yet.
No, it's been awesome. And I've been fortunate enough to know these guys I met them about, I think we decided maybe like 6 years ago.
Okay.
When I met them, sort of different bands converging or whatever. And then I work at the studio that they've done their past couple records at. So we kind of got to reconnect. And then I got the phone call and I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. I would love to spend 3 weeks hanging out with these guys because I think they're awesome guys and super have enjoyed the small amount of time I've spent with them thus far has been awesome.
So. Right on. Now, I am going to have to ask you about the beard, which does not relate to the band, but like
sure.
Those aren't extensions. That's like a full beard.
Nah, dude, it's just negligence.
Yeah, this is from the new Beyonce line. Yeah. These are the lemonade braids.
Yeah. Dude, Bay is making it happen,
yes,
you know?
Yes, you're looking good with it.
You can't doubt Bay.
It's like I said, it's mainly negligence. But fortunately, that's become a thing. Like now it's not just like my thing. So I'm fine with that.
How long's the growth?
You'd have to care in the first place to know something like
that. Yeah, no, I think that's very indicative of how little I really think about it.
He doesn't even notice it anymore.
I haven't clean shaven in it's about 8 years.
Oh, geez, wow.
Well, because everybody in the band has a beard.
But they're trimmed.
I mean, we assume they're trimmed.
Yeah, no, so I mean, I think Jeremiah, you want to share the Bible verse that you love to share? You got to lean into the mic. You're not listening.
Get on in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're incorrect, Aaron. It's not a Bible verse.
I should read that book more.
So what is it?
It's a quote by a saint. Saint
Clement.
Clement of Alexandria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Said it wrong before.
That's okay. That time. Go ahead and butcher it.
No, I don't know. It's a very long one, but it essentially starts off something like how womanly it is to shave your face and head.
No offense, Obadiah.
Yeah,
here's my thing.
I was looking him dead in the eyes. Yeah,
to be honest, Jeremiah looked him right in the eyes and completely owned it.
Obi can only grow so much. Like he stops after a while because he'll rub his face when he's trying to grow it out, and you can hear it just like scrape.
Well, I'm the oldest guy in the band by 3 years, and it took me the long. Like my brother's had like an amazing beard since he was like 11. It took me until I was 25. We were on tour one day and my brother comes up, my little brother, and starts feeling my face and he goes, I think maybe it's coming. And I felt like, oh my God, it's amazing. And ever since then, we've never shaved and our beards. And I don't know. It's just, it's not really a thing so much as it is what it is.
No, you heard that, Obi. It is a thing. I actually heard.
Well, now you're making it one, and it's getting awkward. Okay.
It is a thing because I like Clement of Alexandria just told me what a woman I was. But my thing is, I think Clement was rebelling against his space, which was like, you know, the Egyptians with the shaved heads and stuff. And
That's true.
With my shaved face, I'm actually the true Clement in this room because I'm the opposite of what's mainstream.
Are you trying to get us to start calling you the Pharaoh? Because it's not going to happen.
You can call me what we want. I'm still in charge. Spending some more time with the guys in My Epic.
Dude, they're
also
totally
known
epic.
As My Epic Beard. it's just a space to explore.
It's all right.
So you guys just put out an album, right?
It's coming out this Friday, but
it's not out yet. Okay.
But pre-orders are up right now, so help yourself.
So what you're really saying is no, it's out. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We just won't send it to you.
We'll come to a show and buy it because we've got them every night.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we have them already with us on tour.
And you guys are touring with Come Wind, yeah?
Yeah. We're taking them out. They're nice young lads. They play really good music. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so, do you guys have any dirt on Come Wind? I always like to trade stories, so that time next time they come in, I can say something mean to them.
They have a very small van. I'm not support them.
Yeah. I don't even.
That's as dirty as it gets. Much, okay.
No one's gonna hear this, right? So
it's
those
just
guys,
between you and us,
they mostly don't have awesome beards.
Oh, yeah. I feel you can hear that in their music too.
Yeah, it really shows through.
Boy, it's getting rough in here.
They're sweet dudes. They're really good musicians.
Yeah.
We'll
throw it out there. You know what, though? They all lived in the same house for a while, so probably... Do you guys live in the same house?
We all did for a long time, yeah.
Okay. Well, see, they felt like they didn't need as much space. What? Let's see. You're married. Is anybody else married?
Oh, we're all married.
You're all married. Yeah. Okay. See, so once you got married, you were like, I'm not sleeping next to a bunch of dudes. We need some space. Same house. Well,
actually, for like the first 5 years of his married life, when I was still single... We lived in a house together and got along great. And my wife and I have like three extra people living in our house right now. We used to live communally in an in inner city and work in a not well off neighborhood and work with the homeless and stuff. And when we weren't touring, so yeah, we've lived with each other for a while.
That's why you guys all have beards. You're communists. It was weird. They came in these drab green outfits. I totally didn't get it. But now it all makes perfect sense.
It all is connecting. We put the puzzle pieces together.
Okay, so you guys finally, you've got a larger thing to tour in and Come Wind doesn't. So do they, every once in a while, you just look in the van and you're like, hey, there's another guy in here.
Yeah.
One of the Come Wind guys is under the seat.
Yeah. Yeah,
we do have a pre-check. We check every, you know, before we take off. We got to make sure. No freeloaders.
Get them out.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, okay, how much longer is this tour happening?
This tour is going until May 21st. It goes all the way out to through the South, through the Midwest a little bit more, all the way to L.A., and then back to North Carolina. So if you're in the southern part of the U.S. at all or in the Midwest, we're probably playing close enough to you, and... it's probably the most you're going to hear the new record this year. So this is the only tour we're probably going to get to do this year. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that was the other question I was going to ask is how much of the new album are you guys actually playing on the tour?
We are playing two of the songs. Okay. We're playing the two that we released early so that people aren't totally like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But we're playing a really long set because we've got a lot of records out. So, but yeah, we're excited about it. People have been really responding well and we've been really enjoying ourselves. It's been... we've been treated way better than we deserve, that's for sure.
Okay, so you guys are pretty much, this is going to be it for touring this year as far as you know. So
for a My Epic fan, this is
a big deal.
Well, we're a little bit older as dudes and we're trying to like make this sustainable. So the plan now is to try to do one EP a year and one tour a year.
Okay.
We think we can make more music and see more people, which is, I think, what our fans want. So for the last few years, we've kind of just been doing, we stopped full-time touring a few years ago, and we just went to like fly out dates for festivals and stuff like that, and we released records still, but now we're going to try to do an EP and a tour every year. So if we're on tour this year, this is the chance.
This is
and
it.
We're going to make it good, and hopefully we're going to be able to make more music that way. So.
Right on. So when you guys aren't doing this, what are you guys at home doing?
Well, I'm a worship pastor at my home church.
Okay.
And amongst other things, Nate works at...
Yeah, I work at Glow in the Dark, where in Atlanta,
Okay, so like a recording studio. Okay, right on.
With Matt Goldman, who's recorded a lot of our records. Yeah. He's awesome. You probably play a lot of his stuff.
And he grows his beard, so I mean that's
that's why I can have a cool guy beard, is because I don't have a real guy job.
Well, to Obi, this isn't real either.
That's why I can wear shorts and t-shirts all day.
This is it.
I don't have a real job either.
And I do graphic design at the church where Aaron is a worship pastor.
Okay, right on. And then last but not least,
I am the sales manager of an auto salvage yard.
Fantastic.
Hey, man.
I've driven a lot of cars where I've come to visit.
Got to.
Those sorts of places.
Until the last few years, we all have done hard labor pretty much when we weren't on tour. No one really wants to give you an awesome job when you're going to leave like 7 months out of the year.
Yeah.
That's cool with us. It's pretty humbling to be on tour and have a lot of kids like thinking you're something and then go home and like work on a roof and sweat all day and get paid $10. It really balances your personality out.
No, I totally get that, because when Nikki and I leave this room, we go upstairs and we get talked down to like you and I both.
It's not that bad.
Oh, now who are you without your microphone and your earphones?
Yes, exactly.
Big guy, huh?
Tell us how great you are. Take out the trash. Clean this up. Yeah, that happens. Well, you know, it's been really awesome getting a chance to hang out with you guys this morning. And new album on Friday. Yeah,
but you can pre-order now.
Please pre-order Viscera. It's out there. We'd really appreciate it. Pre-orders and first week sales help a lot, so pick it up.
And then, of course, you're on tour with the guys in Come Win, and that's for like another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, what if we want to like get in touch with you after? What's the best place? The Facebooks, the Twitters, the what?
We are really bad about social media.
If you want to know the truth, I noticed.
Because we have full-time jobs and no manager, so we're doing the best we can.
Sure.
Facebook's a great way.
Hey, listen.
Well, but you guys but you post your tour dates and stuff there, right?
We do our best.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We're a super present band, so if we're around, we're with you. But if we're not around, we're probably making more songs or doing something else. Listen, we're doing the best we can, okay?
Yeah. There's no background.
Hey, over that, give me a break, all right? First, you make fun of my beard.
We're super present. Look, I'm focused on where I'm at.
Well, since with the tour going on, you guys are doing it now. You're posting stuff. Yeah. So you can follow them at My Epic on Facebook.
Sorry, we're not 17. We're not totally awesome at that stuff yet.
Would you guys manage our social media?
Yeah, that seems like an offer.
Well,
I mean, we can fit you in.
I really appreciate the offer, but I'm already ignoring one job as it is.
I don't need another job
to do very poorly.
I think you've got some talent, though.
Well, you know
what,
guys?
You should see his pictures that he posts. Yeah, he's just huge. Lots of filters.
You had to.
That was a personal one right there.
No, if you
want to know the truth, all of Nikki's photos are not taken by Nikki. So
I got a director.
She has a staff that she has working her social media.
I'll introduce you. And
we
then
talk
maybe
to your people.
Yeah, my people can help your people.
Yeah. So, well, guys, thanks for coming in this morning.